right, let's read God's word together. John chapter 8, verse number 30. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Let's pray together. Father, we're thankful for freedom that we have as citizens of the United States of America. Further, we're thankful for the spiritual freedom that we have through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and that we are free from the bondage of sin, and we are free to live in a relationship with you. Lord, we just pray this morning that you would help us to consider this in the text alongside of our American freedom and liberty. Lord, we lift up the Robertson family this morning as they are going through a tough time. Be with them as they grieve. Be with them as they expect the passing of a loved one. We pray these things for Christ's sake. Amen. On this Independence Day weekend, I want to draw your attention to our national anthem, especially to the last two lines that we sing. I don't know about for you, but by the time we get to those last two lines, for me, my chest has begun to well up within, and my eyes get a little bit wet, and I'm very proud to be an American. And we sing over and over again, oh say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave, o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? And that's the question that I want to present to you this morning, as we live in a time of political, ethical, and moral corruption like this great nation has never seen before. Say, does that star-spangled banner still wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? Do you have days as American citizens that you think, I don't know if I'm free or not? About April 15th for me, about every year, I don't feel so free, I'll be honest with you. And I see things on the news that kill my patriotism, and I see our leaders, political leaders, do things, and I think, oh my goodness gracious, this is not the same America that my forefathers lived and died for. The biggest of those is the absence of the nation whose God is the Lord. But I don't want to come here today and struggle with that. I want to come here today and prepare ourselves for a celebration tomorrow, because I'm proud to be an American. Even though our leaders cannot be trusted, even though political correctness has taken the place of common sense in our land, and the only thing that people want to stand for anymore is their right to defy God. In spite of all of that, I want to convince you today that the great star-spangled banner does still wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. God is still on the throne, and we are His people. America is a great nation for which great people sacrificed greatly that we might be able just to gather here today. I love America. I love America. I love Thanksgiving when we pray, and July 4th and Labor Day, with picnics, ants, and hungry flies, and barbecue and hot French fries, with Cokes and chips and apple pies beneath some hazy, lazy skies. I love the beach's royal palm that oozes forth a healing balm beside the ocean's quiet calm, and Betsy Ross and Orville Wright, and dear Ben Franklin's flying kite, and Thomas Jefferson's mighty quill, the Alamo and Bunker Hill, and Paul Revere's midnight ride, and Wilbur Wright's successful glide. When you start thinking of these things, you forget about the rest, don't you? Don't you love America? Love America. I love United's friendly skies. Kind of an old poem here. And baseball, when the umpire cries, play ball! And thousands quietly rise to turn their moistened, sober eyes toward a waving flag that proudly flies. I love Dairy Queen and Tasty Freeze and cotton candy at the zoo and corn dogs and Big Macs too and Burger King and shopping malls and hockey pucks and basketballs. I love Mississippi's cotton fields and Holland, Michigan's spinning wheels, mountainous Midwestern plains, Florida's suns, Seattle's rains, Atlanta's lovely dogwood trails, and Santa Fe's long clicking rails. I love the Rocky Mountain peaks beneath a sky which mutely speaks, and Disney World and Disneyland, and Georgia's fertile red clay sand, the Mississippi and the Rio Grande, Wisconsin's cheese and dairy land. I love McDonald's strawberry shakes, amen, and Minnesota's thousand lakes, a sleepy Alabama dawn, the harvest moon that shineth on. I love to gaze at Yellowstone while licking on an ice cream cone, and Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge. How many of you know what that is? And Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge, and Ford, and Chevrolet, and yes, even Dodge. I love the stately Empire State and San Francisco's Golden Gate. I love St. Louis's friendly arch, the Statue of Liberty's burning torch, the Washington Monument's prickly goad, and Colorado's Trail Ridge Road. I love my country, 'tis of thee, O blessed land of liberty. Long may our glorious land be bright with freedom's wondrous holy light. Protect us by thy matchless might. I love to stand with my hand over my heart and think of those who did their part, who left their mom a long gold star, whose bodies rest neath fields afar. I love New England's rolling farms, its quaint decor and blushing charms. I love the azaleas fresh in blooms, East Texas's roses, sparkling plumes. I love it when my church sings, and to know the peace that worship brings. There beats within my chest a dream that a small, faint, and flickering gleam will soon become a mighty flame to spread all his matchless name, where freedom's flag flies proud and high, and those dear ones may loudly cry, I'm free. Under God it is made so. That faint, small gleam is now aglow. God's judging hand has now been stayed, so I and mine are not afraid. For churches like our own abound in every city and village and town. Oh, I say, that star-spangled banner still waves over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Don't you love America? You can't, there's nothing like that anywhere else in the world. This is the best place on earth. This is the best time on earth. And God has allowed us to be a part of it. In our Declaration of Independence, our forefathers wrote the following line. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are, say it with me, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I want to say today to you that Christians know far more than other citizens of the United States of America about life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. As Christians, we've made a declaration of independence spiritually. While on July 4th, we are going to celebrate our freedom, which began with a declaration of independence. As Christians, we have made a declaration of independence, and we now experience freedom from sin and freedom from Satan, and then freedom from our old selves. Here in John chapter number 8, he writes, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Well, that's a great freedom. Similar to our American independence, you all received certain things when you spiritually received your independence. First, you received life. Verse number 30. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Before Christ came into our lives, we knew a resemblance of life. But the moment that we received Christ, we received true life. Though we were spiritually dead, he made us alive. Paul writes this to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter number 2. He says, and you hath he quickened or made alive who were dead in your trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy. Do you know your God is rich? He is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, has quickened us together with Christ. He has made us alive together with Christ. And then in parentheses, Paul says this, as if he couldn't put it in the text, but he needed to say it anyway. By grace ye are saved. Amen. But God, who is rich in mercy, by His grace you are saved, and has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Boy, that's a place to be, isn't it? Sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship. Well, that's a thought, isn't it? We are His workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I look around at my American life and I'll say, God hath before ordained. We shouldn't have won that war. Be honest. I mean, we shouldn't have, but we did. We shouldn't even have got across here. Can you imagine the boats they came over here on? Man, I wouldn't dare get on one of those to go across the Harpeth River, much less the Atlantic Ocean, which I'm afraid of water and boats, so, and heights and spiders and snakes. I have fears. A little afraid of people, be honest. But I look at that and I'll think, man, this life is foreordained, but I read God's Word and I think more than that. My Christianity, my heavenly citizenship was before ordained by God. Oh, as Americans, we have life. But as Christians, we've experienced true life. And then liberty. Notice verse 34. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. What do you know about servants? Do they have freedom or not? No, they do not. When you are living a life in your depravity before Christ unto sin, you are the slave to sin. Some of you could bring a person to mind just this morning and you'll say, I don't understand why they don't change their life. They're just the slaves to sin. They can't seem to break the chains that bind them in that respect. But here you sit this morning, been made alive by Christ. You have broken the bonds of sin in your life. The old man is dead and you're living life anew because not only do you have life, but you have liberty. Verse 35, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. The son, therefore, shall make you free. You shall be free indeed. Jesus is saying there, this is a temporal example of something that is eternal. The servant of sin abideth not forever, but the son, he abideth forever. Before declaring war against England, our forefathers were the servants of England. After the war, the United States of America is a land of liberty. Verse 34, before spiritual liberty, we're the servants of sin. Those old ways, those habits that you couldn't break, the mistakes you continually made and apologized for. Verse number 36, Jesus made us free. This is our spiritual liberty. You know 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Spiritual liberty. Walking daily in the Spirit, we no longer have to serve ourselves and our habits. We no longer have to live the same way that we did before. Paul said to the Galatians in chapter 5, verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We've been granted great liberty, life and liberty, and then the pursuit of happiness. Verse number 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? Once freed, we cannot be happy outside of a life pursuing Christ, the pursuit of happiness. David said in Psalm 63, my soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Have you ever followed hard after someone? After something? You know, if you're going somewhere in a caravan, that somebody's leading the way, and then two or three cars are having to keep up with them to get where you're going, you know, and you're back there saying, why are they going so fast? They need to slow down. Look how they're taking these curves. I don't know if we'll ever find them again. Where'd they go? We're lost in traffic. And you're following hard after them. You want to keep up. This is sort of the analogy in our world of what David is saying here. My soul followeth hard after thee. He says that to the Lord. He says, thy right hand upholdeth me. Here in verse number 31, Christ tells them to continue in, or essentially follow hard after. Now, this is not a promise in the Christian life that you're always going to be happy. How many of you have come to know that? Christian life is hard sometimes. There are great days in the Christian life, but there are days when they're not so great. But you are to continue in. We call it in the American sense the pursuit of happiness. And Christ says here, this isn't a promise always to be happy, but it's a challenge to pursue and not stop. See, what we come to learn in the citizenship sense and the Christian sense is the pursuit is the happiness. You stop what it is that you do on a regular basis, day in and day out, long enough. Now, initially, you'll be glad to have some off time. But eventually, you kind of get to where you need to find something else to do. Because you come to find out the pursuit of life is the happiness. The pursuit of happiness. In the Christian life, it's no different. There are no off days for Christians. There are no retirement for Christians. There's no time in your life where you say, okay, I've done everything God wants me to do. Now, this is my dream world. You know, I'm just going to play golf every day and go to the beach as much as possible. That didn't happen. It didn't happen. Because then you do this, you've stopped the pursuit. The pursuit is the happiness. Our founders didn't intend to win this land from England and then just sit around vacationing until Jesus came. I mean, what did we do pretty close after getting our independence? We started forging west. Build the railroads. We're going to civilize the land. We're going to keep going with this thing. Develop cities. We put our state governments together. We did things. The idea is not to accomplish something and sit around and do nothing. And similarly, in the Christian sense, the pursuit of happiness is not, okay, I'm saved and baptized and I'm a member of the church. I'm on the roll in the Sunday school class. I've got it. It's whipped. I'm done. I've got it on cruise control the rest of my life. No, it's every single day. I'm going to die to myself and I'm going to say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do today? Every single day. That's true happiness. Our fathers wanted to live and work this land. They wanted to do so with God first, and they wanted to do so for their family's benefit. And Christianity is just that. It's a pursuit. Follow hard after Christ. There you will find happiness. I'm so honored to be a Christian and an American. I don't distinguish between the two. I'm both, and I'm glad to be. So many wish they could be. Tomorrow, I'm not going to worry about the president, not going to worry about the Senate or the Congress or the Supreme Court or the representatives. I don't even know all the names. I'm worried about them. I'm going to go down to Pegram. I'm going to stand on the side of Highway 70. I'm going to get out the old red, white, and blue, old glory, and I'm going to wave it high, and I'm going to wave it proud. And I'm going to get squirted by water guns by some kids and get mad at them for it, but I'm going to be happy that we live in a land where we can take the day off and be free to do just that. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud for the freedom that God has bestowed upon us, both as citizens and spiritually. There's no politician, there's no court, there's no legislation that can take the freedom that God has given me through America. That star-spangled banner still waves over the land of the free and the home of the brave. It might be bad in D.C., but right here in the great state of Tennessee, amen, the great state of Tennessee, things are just fine. Good men and women live right here among us, making sure it stays that way. I hesitate to do this because I'm going to leave somebody out. If I leave you out, I don't mean to, but good men and women live right here among us, making sure it stays that way. The teachers, the doctors, the lawyers, the accountants, the plumbers, the city workers. Help me out here. Give me some more. Firemen, policemen. See, I knew I'd leave somebody out. I'm getting to the veterans. If you're thinking veterans, just wait. I'm getting there. What else? Tell me some more. What do you do? The preachers. Thank God, and I'm not putting myself on a pedestal here, but thank God we live in an area where we've got good men of God who keep our churches open every single week and preach the word every single week to us that we might remain a Christian nation. The drivers. My father-in-law drives a truck. What would America be without truck drivers? Dry, all kinds of drivers. Some of you are sitting there steaming. You need to spew out what you do. Come on, help me out. Well, yeah, the housewives. Farmers. Oh, my goodness, the farmers. Come. Nurses. What? Mechanics. Builders. Man, they're building a house down the street from me. And I just want to go by and yell at those guys. You're doing a great thing. We don't build as Americans anymore. I'm glad to see something being built, something being put together. I don't know how to do this. Most my age and younger don't know how to do this. Glad to see some that still do. Yes, the builders, construction workers. What else?
Athletes.
Artists. Man, life would be so boring without artists and musicians. Thank God for our musicians and our singers. Sunday school teachers, scholars who read things and figure them out for the rest of us. Electricians. There would be no air conditioning this morning without electricians. Praise the Lord for electricians. The mailman.
Caregivers,
yes. Someday I'm going to need a caregiver and I'm going to be thankful. Moms, yeah. Daddies too. I'm trying to see who I'm leaving out here. Even the old guys down at the DMV, man. It's rough to be thankful there, but I better.
Christians,
yes. That's all of us here. Thank God for that. I don't care what they do in Washington. I don't care what they do in Nashville, to tell you the truth. I feel pretty safe right here in South Cheatham County. We've got men and women who fought hard. I know I talked to some of you veterans and say, well, I never actually went into war, but you fought, you worked hard to keep a military together, to keep our country on its toes. Some of you worked hard during times of budget cuts, and that's not easy to be in any job, especially a military job during times of budget cuts. And here you are among us. Every house has got somebody who served our country, and I appreciate you for that. Would our veterans stand up this morning? All of our veterans, would you stand up this morning? The original, amen. The original set of veterans fought that we might have independence, and these fought to continue in that same respect. Some of you have veterans who... Glenn's a veteran. He couldn't stand up. He had Presley there. She's loving on Paw this morning. Some of you represent veterans here this morning. Some of you have family members who you don't get to spend 4th of July with tomorrow because they are serving our country. Praise God for this. I'm so proud to be an American. I'm so proud to be, this is new for me, but I'm so proud to be a citizen of the state of Tennessee where there is no income tax. Amen. God's in this place, I'm going to tell you. We are America. No matter what they do in the Capitol, no matter what they do anywhere else, you and me, we're America. Good Christian people. We're the backbone of America. So tomorrow, have a hot dog. Eat some watermelon. Watch some fireworks. And be proud to be an American. Don't let any man or woman or anybody stop you from being proud to be an American. Shame on you if you are, if you're not, because somebody died so that you could be. Sing the national anthem proud. Pledge your allegiance to the flag so many died to protect. And know in all of this, we are here through God's providence and free truly because Jesus made us this way. The Son has made you free. You're free indeed. Even if they take our American freedom someday, I'll still be a free man.